All right, I'm gonna take a photo now. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Good. Now smile.
Asa Amos is a hustler in the best sense of the word, always finding new ways to use his skills as a photographer.
Here we go. Click. There. Oh, who's smiling?
So when the COVID crisis hit, he called another camera pro, Kristen Finn, and they launched the Front Porch Portrait Project, offering to come by people's houses and snap pictures. They would ask for donations, from no payment at all to $250. Within days, they had 260 requests.
I was thinking it was just going to be something fun for us to do as photographers and all that, but it just blew up in our faces. So we reached out to three other photographers, brilliant photographers, Sarah Kramer, Tom Daly, and John Robinson.
Daly and Kramer were delighted.
So it's a cool way to still keep out there in the community and give back, not only with photos, but also with conversation, which I think people are very starved for right now.
This is what I do. So getting out and telling the stories of the people behind whatever's going on, whether it be a pandemic or a wedding or a business. So I'm in my happy place when I'm out documenting the people of Charlottesville.
The idea seemed to please residents as well.
I see them just come out of the door smiling. They're happy that there's somebody there to interact with them, even though we're doing it from afar.
And he adds there's a sense of history in the making, a chance for people to document how they survived the COVID pandemic.
Nobody's happy that they're home right now, but somehow we all want to remember this time. I never thought of anything like this ever happening ever. And, you know, here we are.
For some, the family portrait is a gift.
I photographed a kid's birthday because they couldn't go out for a birthday. They stood by their balcony and they had a sign that says the kid's name, happy birthday. And there was a violin player who stood right outside their door playing happy birthday songs. And the neighbors came out of their apartments and they were all like, you know, cheering on.
And Daly says more may come of this, maybe a book or a podcast.
A lot of these times we've been kind of running, gunning and taking their photos and just saying hi and moving on. But there's also a lot of stories to be had here. So I think maybe kind of getting some audio involved in this project would be nice. And just hearing about how people are dealing with their quarantine situation.
Kramer's quick to add that the team is careful to maintain a social distance from their subjects, although it's sometimes a painful moment.
I am a very affectionate person. I love hugs, and it's very hard for me when little kids start running up. They want a hug, and I can't.
But they are busy enough to give something else, sending 50% of their profits to a local fund for unemployed artists. In Charlottesville, I'm Sandy Houseman.